In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. It gives me enormous pleasure to be here amongst you on this fantastic day. And I don't know if Father Rob gets this, but I often do, when particularly for weddings are coming up, and people say to me, oh, can you just sort out the weather for us? Make sure it's a lovely sunny day. And I like to keep pointing out that Father Rob and I, we're in sales, not management. But it has truly turned out nice again. And it's distinctly important because, as you've heard, I come from Plymouth, from the northeast edge of Plymouth. I like to describe the parishes I'm from runs from the airport up to the moor. And it encompasses a bit of both. So I have a bit of urban environment like yourselves, right the way up to the kind of rural parishes where sheep wander down the middle. And when coming from an urban place in Portsmouth before that, I found that really, really quite scary. But it's wonderful to come back up to Yorkshire, a place where I was formed for the priesthood, a place that means so much to me and therefore is part of this. I don't know about you, my friends, but I've already decided the reading that's going to happen at my funeral. Some people might say that that's a bit morbid, but actually, it's the kindest thing you can do. It also gets us out of singing All Things Bright and Beautiful, because that's been bad. But
he took us through his entire funeral service at 11 o'clock last night.
I was relaxed. But here you are. It is the kindest thing you can do. Because as part of that, I can suggest the hymns that I'd like, and I can talk about the texts that mean so much to me and that are often heard at funerals. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Right the way through to that glorious declaration that matters so much. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And if we hold on to those truths, not just at the end of our lives, but actually all the way through, if we keep these as guiding principles, then we will know that Christ walks with us as we walk that long path of life. And of course, that path of life is full of twists and turns. That path is full of diversions and rocky bits. I wish, but I'm in sales, not management, remember. I wish that I could make it smooth and perfect for all of you. I wish I could wave a magic wand and take away all of the pains and aches that you have, all of the anxieties and the stresses, all of the addictions that burden us, from the great ones to the little niggly problems that are in our lives. I wish I could do that for you, but I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a set of magic words or a perfect solution. But what I do know is the way through all of the rocky diversions, the way through all of the difficulties and the steep hills, is that path that Thomas discovered, the path that Christ set before us, the way, the truth, and the life. And that is why we should not let our hearts be troubled. I'm not promising jam tomorrow. It'll be all right, pie in the sky, when you die. Have no fear. Life is more visceral than that, isn't it? Life is more full of those challenges, and just holding on to something in the eternal banquet at the end doesn't really cut it. But Christ comes to you in your most difficult times. Christ comes to you when you are at your most needy, even if you don't even recognise it yourself. There are times in my life when I've been so burdened, and it's not just about being a vicar in the Church of England. There's plenty of burden and stress in that. You do know the perfect parish is the one where there's no parishioners in, don't you? But we none of us want one of those. When the real stresses and burdens of life, of having a family and of going through all of life's rocky journeys and ill health and all those kinds of problems, whenever those burdens come, I'm reminded that there is one alongside me, behind me, with me, under me, that is there to support that burden with me. All of the burdens that you take, my friends, are part of your life's journey. Even the messy, terrible... I wasn't expecting that.
That sounded like it out of the
teller. It sounded like they were coming to get me. I'm not paranoid, it just feels like they are. Whenever, my friends, we find ourselves carrying that heavy load, come to me, all you who travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you will find that there are two extra hands under the cross that has been placed on you by life. Two hands that will lift up and support you and walk with you. It won't take it away. There's no magic trick associated with this. But God will walk with you and help you get it through it, because he loves you. So my friends, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe in Christ, and know that every step on life's journey, life's great adventure, even beyond that point of death and to the return to be with God in heaven, even then, Christ walks with you. So my friends, come to this place. Share in this holy meal. Be fed by that holy word and be equipped for that life's journey. And as Christ himself assured you, let not your hearts be troubled. Amen.